From the Maher Report, on the bookshelf, in Trump 2.0, the president's former press secretary sings Maher praises. If you want to understand the people, the policies, and the process of my second term in office, read this book. Donald J. Trump, March 2026, from the foreword to Sean Spicer's Trump 2.0. Sean Spicer reveals how President Trump returned to office with a mission to drive permanent healthcare progress. Never before has a president and his team fought harder to make it cheaper and easier to be healthy in America. Dr. The book, Trump 2.0, The Revolution That Will Permanently Transform America, explains a broad range of the president's current policies, including securing the borders, trade and tariffs, NATO, defense and intelligence, education, DOGE, the Charlie Kirk assassination, and how to take back the MEDIA from the clutches of the progressive left. Mehmet Oz, administrator, CMS Regnery, a division of Skyhorse Publishing, this week published a new book by Sean Spicer, best known as President Donald Trump's first press secretary. For readers of the Maher Report, the book's Chapter 7, The Maher Policy Blueprint, will be of particular interest. Spicer shrewdly explains how, with the help of Big Pharma, Robert F. Kennedy Jr., once the darling of the left, became a prime target of the Big Pharma-funded left, right, and center. Spicer presents Maher as a revolutionary response to America's chronic health crisis, blaming Big Pharma and Big Food for prioritizing profits over public well-being. He argues these industries lobby heavily to maintain harmful practices, for example, unsafe additives, high drug prices, leading to obesity 41.6% of adults, chronic diseases 6% of Americans, and poor child health outcomes. More analysis than memoir. Spicer's Trump 2.0 diligently explains the harmful influence of Big Pharma spent $391 million lobbying in 2024, most of any sector. DTC ads mislead consumers, inflating prices up to 4x higher than peers. Examples like Purdue Pharma's OxyContin-fueled opioid DTHS. Spicer sees Kennedy's HHS role as central, framing him as disrupting the Big Pharma cartel to restore health through science and accountability. Similarly, Spicer lambasts Big Food's role in harming our well-being by pushing ultra-processed foods with dyes/additives, e.g. Red 40. He also recounts how the Graz loophole allows untested ingredients that are part of why America has a 41% obesity rate, rising child allergies, and other chronic conditions. Spicer praises Secretary Kennedy's solutions and wins through late 2025, including food reforms, phasing out petroleum dyes by 2026, companies e.g. Nestle, Hershey, General Mills committing to remove dyes/additives, Nebraska soda ban and food stamps, farmer reforms, FDA crackdown on DTC ads, off-label drugs/right-to-try promoted, COVID vaccines removed from child/pregnant recommendations. Broader agenda, Maher Commission for Research, for example, chronic disease, vaccines, rural health investments, private sector shifts, e.g., steak and shake to beef tallow. Further, Spicer highlights major wins under Kennedy and Trump that he believes have lasting power. 35% of food industry pledged dye removal, e.g., PepsiCo, Tyson, polls, bipartisan support, 53% conservatives, 35% very liberals positive on Maher. Ties to MAGA, aligns with border security fentanyl, economy tariffs on imports. Finally, Spicer calls Maher Trump's Manhattan Project for Health, led by Kennedy HHS, Marty Makary FDA, Mehmet Oz Medicare and Jay Bhattacharya NIH. With such a dream team, Spicer predicts enduring change, the revolution that will permanently transform America, as the book's subtitle reads, for the public, he says, is coming to see the benefits of the accumulating Maher wins: lower obesity, better child health, and much more. With Trump 2.0, Spicer establishes himself as a savvy policy thinker of the highest order.